Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you, baby. Nothing on you, baby. They might say hi, and I might say hey, but you shouldn't worry about what they say, 'cause they got nothing on you.
And welcome back, baby. Sam Stevie, or Stueve. Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks. If you work at Target, good news for you today. Target announcing it is giving $500 bonuses to all of its hourly employees to reward them for their hard work during COVID-19. Says Target in a statement this week, "We are so proud of our team. They're the heart and soul of Target, showing up for one another and our guests and making Target a safe and easy place to shop and work. Never has their dedication, resiliency, care, and compassion been more appreciated than during the pandemic." Target will hand out $500 bonuses to hourly team members in its stores. Team leaders and distribution center leaders, though, get anywhere between $1,000 and $2,000.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I talked to somebody else today who was surprised with a bonus in a completely different industry. And I think there are a lot of people doing the right thing right now, that it's been a tough year. We need to reward the people and whatever it is that you do for making it work in a year that it was very, very hard to make life work.
Story here from Channel 5 out of Oak Grove, Missouri. A school district is missing a piece of its history, one that boomed from the end zone with every touchdown on Friday nights. For the last 60 years or so, the school has fired off a celebratory cannon after every Oak Grove score. Amber Squires and her family tote the cannon to every home game, a tradition that was passed on to her by her father. She calls it part of the community, something that doesn't truly belong to her family or even the school. She says it belongs to Oak Grove. But last week, the barrel of the cannon was sitting in her husband's truck. When he took it in for an oil change in Oak Grove, someone stole the truck from the mechanic where it had been sitting. Police later found the truck near Salem, Missouri. The cannon, though, was gone.
Of course it was.
All right.
Let me just read to you a couple of stories from the archives in the last year. Referee shot in face by cannon during college football game. They call that a mishap. Picked up by the Washington Post and Bleacher Report.
Well, you're not supposed to shoot it at somebody.
Chairman indicted in cannon shot that injured ref at football game. I get the cannon, we're excited. Unless you're a Civil War reenactor, and even then I don't think it's a good idea. I don't know that we should be in the business of blowing cannons off at football games.
What about running a longhorn around the football field after the Texas Longhorns score? Or a buffalo in Colorado. They run the buffalo around the field.
I don't know that they still do that, do they?
I don't know if they do still, but they did.
Thousands of fans watched from the stands as Chip the Buffalo doubled over in pain. He was trying to launch a T-shirt into the crowd with a cannon, was holding the gun the wrong way, and now can't create children. I just don't think these things in any form belong in a football stadium.
Well, that wasn't a real buffalo that was shooting the cannon.
Well, that was his real groin, Scott.
Well, I know, but that was the guy dressed up in an outfit as a buffalo. You see, they lack opposable thumbs. They can't hold the cannon.
It's a special new kind of buffalo, Scott.
Oh.
Here we go. High school student nearly left with a leg amputated after a football cannon, quote, incident at high school football game.
What are they doing? Shooting real cannonballs?
I think things happen. Yes.
You're supposed to shoot blanks.
Yeah, they don't shoot an actual bullet at track meets.
What kind of cannons are these people using? You're not supposed to put a ball in there.
It just says it was a mishap, Scott. Do I look like a cannon firer? I don't know how it happens.
A cannon what?
Firer. Do I look like a Civil War reenactor?
Somebody says Central Missouri used a cannon at their football games. They shoot off a howitzer every time they score. Okay. And Lee Summit West High School apparently does it as well.
Okay.
Okay. Who knew? Speaking of sports, by the way, it's another lost year for Curt Schilling, Barry Bonds, and Roger Clemens.
Oh, good. I saw that. They're out.
All three came up short in the voting for the Baseball Hall of Fame. Good. Announced yesterday in Cooperstown and have just 1 year remaining on the ballot to get in.
Oh, there's a time limit?
Yes.
Oh.
No players gained entry into Cooperstown in this year's class, and with all three controversial players set to be on the writer's ballot for a final time later this year, Schilling took a torch to the process by posting a note to the hall on Tuesday requesting that he be removed from the ballot after falling 16 votes short. "I will not participate in the final year of voting," Schilling wrote. "I am requesting to be removed from the ballot. I'll defer to the Veterans Committee and men whose opinions actually matter." Okay.
Does it matter if they're in or out? Does it matter to you, Scott?
Why is Schilling, because he was not implicated in the dope thing. Why is he?
I have no idea. Are you sure he wasn't implicated? I'm asking.
I didn't think so. And then the story later down even says that. Schilling's meandering letter made clear he didn't want to be associated with Bonds and Clemens,
no.
Since unlike
his
them.
His post-retirement antics would be the primary reason for the snub. He has promoted conspiracy theories and engaged in rhetoric offensive to people who are transgender, Muslim, and Black.
Yeah, he's appeared on Fox News a lot and said things that some people don't like.
Is he a racist? I'm asking.
Ty Cobb is in the Hall of Fame. He was a jerk. I watched Fields of Dreams.
He missed it by 16 votes.
Yeah, 4 percentage point. He needs 75%. He got 71% of the votes. You're putting him in the hole based on his performance on the field that was not dope-induced.
Not whether or not he's a good person.
Yes.
And I'm not saying he is or isn't. I don't know a thing about Curt Schilling. It just says he said
like
offensive
his,
things.
Some people
well,
don't
there's a
like
difference between I don't like you, you appeared on Fox News, and offensive comments about people of other cultures and races.
Well, then tell that to Ty Cobb.
Okay. Do you want to hear some good news? Because you seem to be in a grumpy mood today.
I'm in a fine mood.
Starting in 1 week, the sun will start to set after 6 p.m. again.
Oh, that's good news.
And it will not set before 6 p.m. again until November 7th, 2021. According to one meteorologist, longer days are ahead. Hang in there. Keep taking your vitamin D. Mm-hmm. Stare into that lamp.
Now, don't take all of your vitamin D.
Don't take all 50,000 milligram
units
in 4 pills in one fell swoop.
No.
However,
it's not advised.
Check your vitamin D levels. If you're feeling a little blah, it's going to get better in about a week.
All right.
Coming up.
Yeah, please.
I am very excited for this story. If you are a healthcare worker in search of your booster shot, that is to say you are not affiliated with a hospital, you're a healthcare worker for a smaller satellite office of some kind, Are you having trouble getting your booster shot, especially on one side of the state line? We're going to talk to somebody coming up in a couple of minutes who still can't find her booster shot and her window is closing.
That's next on Dana and Parks. Story here from Channel 5. Johnson County is vaccinating residents who fall in phase two for the second day now. Yesterday turned out to be a disaster. A lot of the people who showed up at Okun Fieldhouse in Shawnee had to wait out in the cold, all of them over the age of 70. I saw one video where there were three walkers and just the little number of people that I saw on TV.
Yesterday, someone is going to slip and fall.
Johnson County Director of Health and Environment, Dr. Ariola, says they've added more staff and volunteers to help keep everything moving. He says as we move forward, they are going to expand the operation. Dr. Ariola says they have enough vaccines to get through this week and next, but it's hard to look beyond that timeline.
All right, so we want to talk specifically about healthcare providers right now, because if you are affiliated with a hospital, you probably already have your first and your second dose. If you are in the healthcare industry and you are not directly affiliated with a system, those people were told go through the Johnson County Department of Health, or maybe on the Missouri side, the Jackson County Department of Health. And I got word yesterday, I spoke with her today through a friend of mine, Callie, who is in the hospice industry, hospice care industry, and those people do the Lord's work, that Callie, you have not been able to get your booster shot and time is running out. How did you first know that there was a problem?
Yeah. Hey, guys. It was about this week, and it was actually my uncle said he was having trouble signing my grandparents up. And I said, well, send me the link and, you know, maybe I can help. And I had realized, wow, I hadn't received my link that I was supposed to get for my second vaccine. So Johnson County didn't actually schedule appointments. When we got the first vaccine, they said that they would reach out and send a link, and it never came. So that's kind of when I started to start texting around to the healthcare community and say, hey, have you guys got a link? Have you? And the link that we have doesn't work. So several of us reached out to the health department, and they said to just keep trying.
Keep trying, and your window for your booster closes when, Callie?
Yeah, so I'm set to get my second dose on Monday.
And you have no appointment at the moment?
I have no appointment.
And no way to get an appointment. What happens when you go online?
Yeah, the link that we have takes you to their page, and it's not available.
So here's my question, and I don't know how other counties are doing this, but you seem to think that in Jackson or maybe Wyandotte, when the healthcare workers went in for shot number one, they make the appointment right then and there for shot number two. And in Johnson County, they did not do that with you. They just handed you a card, said, look, your due date's in 3 weeks for your booster. Give us a call.
Yeah, that's correct. And we had sent some employees to several other agencies in Kansas City on the Kansas and the Missouri side, and everyone got sent home with a second appointment. We were even told when we contacted the health department early this week, Johnson County Health Department, to reach out to other neighboring health departments and see if they could give it to us.
So Johnson County, you've talked to Johnson County and they said, we can't help you, try Wyandotte or Jackson?
They said they would be sending out a link, possibly Friday is what we're hearing. They would send out a link, but that other health departments could help us. So we reached out to Wyandotte County, and Wyandotte County said, no, that's not the case. We've held back our lot, our second lot, for the people that came here. You need to go where you started.
Yeah, Wyandotte's probably like, we've got enough of our own problems. Why would we help Johnson? And then what did Jackson County tell you?
I didn't reach out to Jackson County. I had a friend that did. And here's the deal. You know, if somebody gives us the second dose, then they're short. You know, then they're short. So nobody's wanting to help give out just second doses and not the full thing.
Well, and what was your first dose? Was it Moderna or Pfizer?
Moderna.
So you have to have your second dose be Moderna, don't you? I mean, it's not like you could call around and if somebody said, we've got the Pfizer, can you cross-vaccinate or no?
I mean, I'm not willing to try.
Right.
I think that would be a bad idea. So I'm on the Johnson County Health Department's webpage, and I'm not in phase two, but I could fill out, the only thing that I can even remotely find is a phase two COVID vaccine interest form. So I am interested, but my mother, she's 75. She just got vaccinated the other day, not in Johnson County, but she did just get vaccinated. Why are they not making sure that people like you, and not the people who are 80 and older, don't need the vaccine? I'm not taking anything away from them, but people like you should be sure to get your second dose before we move on to another group, I would argue. Or if we do move on to another group, which is fine, get them started on round one, make sure we have enough for the Calis and everybody else in the world or in Johnson County who only received their first one, not their second one.
It's a great question. I mean, and there were several of us that went to the health department, and then there were also several of us that went to the Heritage Museum on Metcalf, and hundreds, you guys, of healthcare workers were being funneled in. So this isn't just a Cali problem, like you said, right? These people are expected to be vaccinated next week.
So you were telling me this, Callie. Your window closes Monday. You're supposed to have your booster by Monday, but you said there's a whole host of people in the healthcare industry coming up behind you, and their window closes Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, there's hundreds of people right now. And guys, it's a lottery. You better say your prayers at night and hope that you click on that link at the right time and there's an appointment for you.
But you are now in the lottery, Callie, with everyone over 65 and in tier two. You've now been bumped down.
Right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the link, what I found, is the same link my grandparents got sent.
Oh, gosh.
So now come Friday, right? So we think Friday, we click this link along with my grandparents, along with phase two, along with all the people that are still, you know, trying to get their first round. Yeah.
Callie, will you do us a favor and keep us posted? Let me know if you end up getting your booster and what happens if you don't, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you guys for having us on.
Best of luck. Telephone number here is 576-7798 if you would like to weigh in.
Yeah, if you're in the middle of this loophole, we want to hear from you. And we do have emails out to the Johnson County Health Department. I emailed both of their media representatives and said, what do these people do?
And if you're in a different county and it has worked well for you where you went and got your first one and you were automatically scheduled for a second, or maybe you're in Callie's boat where you got your first one and there was no automatic schedule for the second. We'd love to hear from anybody in any county.
They're robbing Peter to pay Paul. That's what's happening here.
576-7798. The news is next. Thank you to Kelly out of Shawnee, who works in healthcare, not for a hospital. She works for a hospice. And she got her first vaccine in Johnson County, but she's having trouble scheduling her second one, and Johnson County has now moved into the next phase of people who are getting their vaccinations. Now, you have to be a certain age, et cetera, but she's wondering, how do I get my second shot? I mean, yeah, the first one's going to do some good, but you need that second shot for the 95%
efficacy.
Because
you do.
Yeah, because you do. I'm telling you, Johnson County's health department, especially after yesterday, is going to need to have a real come to Jesus meeting with itself. Because
I know they're trying and I know they are working. They are. I know that they're trying.
Okay, but what they're working on is not working.
But some of the loopholes, like this one with healthcare providers who can't get in to get their booster, that's unconscionable.
And I know that they've put in some corrective measures. But that disaster of a rollout yesterday at Okun Fieldhouse in Western Shawnee, complete and total disaster. I have the story here.
Oh, I know.
On how they're allegedly going to fix this. Here we go. As we need to give out more, we will make additional adjustments, not just the hours. It's opening up additional locations. Really? To ensure people have access to this, but the biggest variable is the number of vaccines that are available to us. I understand that's a problem.
But as I said, they are robbing Peter to pay Paul. they started phase two and put all of the 65-year-olds and older in the pool before the phase one healthcare workers had an actual slot for the booster. They handed out an appointment card. And what I've been hearing is in Jackson and Wyandotte, you made that appointment for the booster right then and there.
As you
it's
left.
It's already accounted for as you left.
Yeah, and there should be some system in place in Johnson County. I'm not saying there isn't one, but based on what we're hearing and what it looks like from the outside, it doesn't appear there is. When you leave, Dana Wright, healthcare worker, just gets her first inoculation, okay?
Yeah.
As you're leaving, you get your next appointment on a card.
And that vaccine is accounted
set
for.
Is it set is set aside. Okay, today we inoculated 500 people in the healthcare industry. We need to set aside 500 more.
Correct.
For second shots, okay? So now how many do we have left? Okay? Tomorrow we're going to inoculate 500 more. Move those over.
100%.
And then whatever's left, you give those to people who are starting phase two. 576-7798. Mary in Prairie Village. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Yes, well, I got mine today, and it was perfect. I mean, I had no problem. After yesterday, I was glad my appointment wasn't thin. But the little handout I was given said you have up to 42 days after the first shot to get your second.
Up to 42?
This was a recent change.
Ideally, you want to get the second dose within a few days, but current CDC recommendations say you can get the second dose up to 42 days after your first dose if vaccine supplies are limited.
Yes, I believe you got the Pfizer?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I believe the initial recommendation, I'm not in healthcare, so nothing I say is gospel. I'm just going, I read
a lot.
No,
I'm probably more in healthcare than you are.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
But I do read way too much news. My understanding early on was the Pfizer recommendation was about 3 weeks after your initial shot. The CDC came out and moved it to 6 weeks. Dr. Fauci was asked about that on CNN last week, and he seemed lukewarm on that idea.
But also it goes on to say, but you're not fully immunized, but you don't ever have to restart it, no matter the length of time between the first and second shot.
Okay.
I don't know either. I just got mine today, and of course, yes, I got a card and a website to reschedule whenever it gets closer to the second appointment time.
Well, Mary, here's what I'm going to tell you. Schedule earlier rather than later so you don't end up in the situation that Callie's in.
But Mary, let me ask you a question. You said you were vaccinated. You got your first vaccination today. Mm-hmm. Was it through the Johnson County Health Department?
I was out there at that place.
You were out at Okun. Okay.
Okay.
And it was much smoother than what you saw in the news last night.
Oh, by far.
Good.
I mean, yeah, parking, to me, the parking was the worst. Yeah. Partly, but then it still wasn't bad. There were open places.
Okay, good. All right. Hopefully they learned their lesson from yesterday.
Well, they still need to open. The Phoenix and Florida and other big cities around the country are doing this 24/7.
My aunt has a 4:30 in the morning appointment.
My girlfriend's sister has a midnight appointment, 12:30 a.m. It was this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Why we are not doing this 24/7, someone needs to explain that to me.
Let's go to Drew in Overland Park. Drew, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon, you two. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Anytime.
excuse me. I find myself in a really weird situation. I am a clinical trial participant for the Moderna
vaccine.
So I got both of those injections, one I think in last September and then the other one in early October. Well, I got sick with COVID over the holidays, right over Christmas. So I assume then, because the clinical trial people were very interested in the fact that I was sick, so
yeah.
I was seeing them daily, and I said, hey, doesn't this mean, since I got sick, doesn't this mean that I absolutely got placebo? And obviously, the vaccine didn't work, right? And they're like, no, not necessarily, because I went down hard for about a day, and that was it.
Drew, when do they unveil your results? When do they unveil whether you got it or did not get it, the placebo?
That's the problem. They keep stringing me on, saying, we'll tell you in 2 weeks, and we'll tell you in 2 weeks, and we'll tell you in 2 weeks. They just haven't unblinded me.
Well, so, I have a friend who was part of the trials as well, Drew, and she told me earlier this week that she was going to learn this week whether she was part of the placebo group or part of the actual vaccine group.
Man, they told me that since December.
Okay, all right, all right.
Right.
And so, I'm like, I need to know because my company, I work for a company where I'm contracting to Pfizer, of all people. So, you know, they wanted to know why I'm not interested in the vaccine. And I'm like, well, it's because I took the Moderna one. And we've been told that you absolutely do not cross-mix vaccines. Not because, you know, you're going to grow an arm out of your forehead.
Right.
It's because nobody knows exactly what's going to happen. And this vaccine is using a different type of technology,
right?
A new type of technology.
And will, Drew, they be able to track you down the road if you've cross-vaccinated?
Exactly.
Drew, man, you're a unicorn. I don't know what to tell you.
The weird thing, too, is the people at the clinical trials told me that a lot of their clinical trial participants happen to be in the healthcare field. So they kind of cheated, and what they did is they had their blood tested for the immunoglobulins. Well, the immunoglobulins came up negative, so they thought, oh, I was placebo. I'm going to go get the Pfizer vaccine. Well, come to find out that they were testing for the wrong immunoglobulin.
Oh, no.
So that's a whole other subsect of this study, which is just confounded things. So I'm kind of sitting here in limbo thinking, do I get the vaccine or I just hold tight? I guess I'm just going to hold tight.
Hold tight.
Yeah, and wait till I hear when I get unblinded.
Well, I hope.
Being in another 2 weeks.
Drew, I hope that you got the placebo, because if you got sick after having both of them, that opens up a whole another can of worms. So good luck to you.
Let's go to Mission and bring in Candace. Hello, Candace.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, yeah, go ahead.
So if Drew is listening, can I give him some advice because I manage clinical trials?
Please.
Drew, if you still have your consent for your study, I know that your IRB, who is managing this, there will be a phone number, an 800 number. You have a safety concern, they can get a hold of the sponsor and possibly unblind you as a special case.
You are awesome, Candace. Thank you.
Well, and this ties into the reason for my call, and I'm listening to all this about the Johnson County Health Department and the ideas that you guys came up with about you make the appointment right there, they set aside the vial for your next dose. I'm listening to this, and I'm like, Dana and Parks are explaining how we do investigational medication tracking and assignment.
It's already been done.
You didn't know how brilliant you were. But you were.
Well, yes, we do.
You're absolutely explaining exactly what should happen. And we have in Kansas City huge, deep expertise in this field, in clinical trials. We have some of the most robust, we have some of the most robust pharmaceutical industry experience in Johnson County that we have almost in the whole nation. So the fact that Johnson County Health Department can't figure out this, you know, I understand there's a supply issue that they don't have anything to do with, but not being able to manage the administration of the supply they do have
is unconscionable.
And yes, unconscionable, and makes me almost physically ill to listen to.
Because we also have computers, and that's the one thing I would ask. There has to be a database, and if the other counties are signing you up right there on the spot, we have the technology to do that.
I don't even go to the dentist.
Oh, want to make your next appointment? No, I'd rather forget the last one.
But seriously, you don't even leave your dentist office without them saying, now let's schedule your next appointment.
Or your hairstylist, or yeah, all of that stuff. Let's get it on the books.
I had a physical in August, and they didn't like some of the numbers. And he said, I will see you back here in 6 months, and here is your appointment date.
Okay,
doctor. I will see you then. 576-7798. You're listening to Dana and Parks on KMBZ. Let's get back to the phones. We'll go to Danny in Green Valley. Hello, Danny.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to weigh in on my vaccine I got today at the VA hospital at the Honor Annex in Independence.
Okay.
It was really good. I had a 1:15 appointment. I showed up, got my vaccine, sat in an area for about 15 minutes so they could observe me and make sure I didn't have any side effects. And I was in there and out, and everything was great. I was talking to one of the coordinators there, and he said that they're given 900 vaccines a day at that place in Independence, which that's outstanding. That's tremendous.
It is, as long as you can still get your second.
Boom. Sue in Overland Park. Hello, Sue.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure. Anytime.
Now, I have kind of like a double trouble. I had my vaccine last Friday.
Okay.
I did not receive a vaccination card, so I don't even have proof of it. And I cannot get a hold of anyone. I've been spending several hours every day trying to get a hold of somebody, just calling and calling, and then try this number, try this number, try this number, try
hey,
this
Sue,
number.
And when you say you didn't get your card, what do you mean? The proof that you got your first vaccination?
Correct. Whatever that thing is, I did not get it.
Okay. And you're, I guess you're,
I don't even know what it looks like.
Yeah. My guess is they're supposed to hand you the proof of vaccination.
That's my guess.
Where,
I didn't get one.
Where physically did you go to get your vaccination?
The Heritage Center.
I would go right back there in your car. Well, and as big of a pain as this sounds, and say, I was here a week ago. I need the proof. I would physically go there. Well, you're not going to get anywhere.
The reason I have been hearing these calls is because I was on my way from there. They're not doing them there anymore.
Wait. Did you get one shot or did you get both shots already?
I have only received one shot.
Well, maybe they're waiting. Maybe they're waiting until you get the second shot to give you a card to prove that you've been vaccinated.
I don't know. I can't find out the answer. Everybody I hear has received a card.
Yeah, Sue, I don't know. And if the place is closed, I'm going to tell you this, you're not going to get anywhere online or on the phone. It's not going to happen. They don't have the staff to answer the 50,000 phone calls coming in an hour with people like all of our listeners who have questions about this.
My mom got her first vaccine at KU on Monday. I just texted her.
Did you get a card?
While we were talking, I texted her, did you get an appointment for your second vaccine? I'm not going to give the date, but she wrote back yes and the date.
Ask her if she got a card that was proof that she had the first vaccine. Because sure. Maybe the card that, and I don't know, but you know what I'm saying? Maybe the card Sue's talking about is that reminder card that just says, call us back in 2 weeks for your second dose.
And she did. She gave me the date when her second dose is to be administered.
Can I ask a question quick? And because this is important. If we have healthcare workers who cannot get in through the system to get their second dose, what do you think is going to happen when all of the 65-plus set in 2 weeks, Scott, or 3 weeks, they're ready for their second dose?
I don't know.
You know, already we're asking people in their 70s and 80s to go online, fill out a form.
Yep.
One of our listeners said last night, print off something on the computer. She goes, have you ever tried to get an 88-year-old, she said, my mother, to print something off of her computer? Good luck.
Let's grab one more. Vicki in Overland Park. Hello, Vicki.
Hi, love your show. I took my mother this morning through the Johnson County Health Department for her shot. We went in at 10:30. We were out at 11:05. It was wonderful. It was wonderfully ran. I thank God I didn't go yesterday. But the follow-up is less than desirable. She did get a card with a date when she's supposed to have it by. But you go online to make an appointment, but when you go online to make an appointment, they don't have a system set up to make you an appointment.
Yep.
So you just have to keep checking back.
You are in the same boat as Callie, a healthcare provider that cannot get her second shot.
I'm waiting to hear back from my mom, and I imagine it's going to be the same as this text from 0077. Your card tells you which vaccine you've received, the date, and when you are to get your second one.
Bye. It's not like proof. So if you're still listening, Sue, that card, if you were in Johnson County, just says you got either Moderna or Pfizer, .. You've got 3 weeks to get your second one, ..
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. I'm waiting to hear back from my mom, but I haven't.
When we get back, or if you're listening in the podcast hour, it's going to be hour
3. 4 o'clock hour.
There is a way you can get your vaccine right now. You just charter a plane to Canada.
My mother just texted back, yes, I did get a card. And then I bring it back when I go for the second shot.
There you go, Sue.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you need the card. Or you need a private jet to Canada where a couple has just been outed for chartering a plane to go to another country to steal shots meant for Indigenous elders.
Uh-oh. News is next here on KMBZ. We'll see you on the other side.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.